Comedian Tammy Pescatelli is joining us. We'll also do the news in the second half. First, there's Geico.
Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
In the spirit of Murrow, Jennings, Cronkite, here's another great moment in local news.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right.
That's a great moment in local news. Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Tammy Pescatelli, stand-up comedian. You probably know her from The Last Comic Standing. Two seasons, right?
Yeah, if you're a million, you know me from that. That's all. I mean, I'm old.
You know her from being old. Yeah, you know, I should address, Chris, people keep sending me. I've never been tweeted more than 94-year-old guy, Iranian guy who never bathed, and everyone keeps tweeting me that because I'm not a big bather.
Oh, you don't? I don't smell anything. After COVID, I had had it twice.
And oh,
you did? With this nose, you don't think that there's a God with a sense of humor? I can't smell anything.
Isn't oh, good.
Crazy?
Yes. Is that because of COVID?
Yeah, it went away and never came back.
Is that a net gain for you?
For me, it was. I have a husband and a son. I grew up with all boys. I wish it would have happened when I was 14. It would have made my life so much easier.
What is smelling stuff done for your appetite? Because I feel like a third of my, I could use something as like, what's going on in here? Yeah, I'm hungry now.
No, you know what? With my appetite, it's good because I had gained a lot of weight during COVID, during the whole quarantine, being locked in the house and stuff. But you know what's bad? I was the person in my house that smelled gas. Like if it was bad, like no, you know how some people can smell it and
like
some people can't?
Like a gas leak?
Yeah. So yeah. I was the one who could do it. I'm like, well, if we die, you can just. It's another COVID-related death, I guess. I don't know. Like,
oh, right, because you wouldn't be the canary in the coal mine anymore.
Which is, that's comedy. That's you. Just, that should be the name of my new special.
Oh, by the way, I should explain live dates coming up, Laugh Factory. At the Tropicana, coming up November 2nd through the 6th. Oh, long hitch over there in Vegas, Cleveland, Ohio. Hannah Theater and Playhouse Square, and they'll be November 12th and... I'll give out the website before we go home. Spell it out for you guys.
Too many dates. But
really?
That's all I have. I'm a monologist, like, you know.
You just go out. You're touring a lot?
That's all I've ever. Every once in a while, I'd get something where I'd, you know, get a development deal or something. But no, I mean, I'm a road dog since I was 1994, 24 years, 28 years. I can't do math. Who cares?
You're saying off the air that you're a car nut. Your dad was a car
nut? Yeah, my
dad
was. He was a semi-pro football player, and in the off season he would collect cars and try to sell them, and we would part them and things like that because you know how hard. Now you probably have a 3D printer for your cars, right? And print out parts like Jay?
No, but Leno does, and I could go to him.
Yeah, okay. So that's what we used to do. It was a lot of fun. And then my husband and I own a 10-bay mechanics garage.
Really?
And right before the pandemic, he had a stroke. So it was a weird thing. I wasn't out on the road. I lost 237 dates, but I went and ran the shop. So I became good at parting cars again and doing brakes and changing oil. I couldn't do a pit crew, but I can do basic stuff.
You can do brakes?
Yeah, I can do brakes, but that takes a while. I'm not fast. You know what I mean?
You so you could turn them and repack the bearings and put the rotors
back
on?
No. I can just pull them off and do all that stuff. We have real mechanics to do all
just
that
checking.
Stuff. Yeah, no. I just pull them off and then, but I'm good at oil changes.
Are you finding, so Chris was telling me his trials and tribulations with his catalytic converter and that it got stolen. Oh, by the way, this would have been an example, which is you have this magical device. It's a phone. It has a million songs in it. You can send people messages around the world.
Stream movies.
And you can't park your motherfucking car in the street because an insane person will show up with another piece of technology. It's a battery-powered Sawzall and steal this thing that cleans the air that comes out of the back of your car. Like, these are the thoughts. At a 13-year-old, this would – people that explain the future to me, this would have been all part of it.
Yeah, well, in the old days, it was just the – whatever your emblem was. Like, if you had a Mercedes emblem or something like that.
The Beastie Boys or whatever on the
neck.
Yeah,
we live in – I left L.A. when I got pregnant. My son's 14, so we live in a really small town in northwest Pennsylvania, so that kind of stuff doesn't happen. What people steal is the change out of your ashtray.
Oh.
So that's what they steal.
And although, the roaches.
Yeah, I don't miss L.A., I will tell you, as much as I thought I did until I was driving, just literally driving here, and there was a naked man. Man, literally buck naked walking down the street with just a blanket up around his shoulders.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, it was lovely.
There's a lot of that. Yeah.
He was excited to be here.
There's a video that's funny.
Visibly excited.
Somewhere, Chris, there's a funny video of a guy you were bringing up stealing the hood ornament, the Mercedes or the Rolls Royce or whatever. And Rolls Royce addressed this because theirs sinks down into the hood.
Okay.
Goes down into a little hatch and a door closes on it. And there's a video where somebody's trying to show off how this works, like a dealer going, you see how this works? Let's say somebody grabbed me. Grabs it and just busts it off.
Oh. Do you ever see the one where these girls are like posing on a Rolls Royce and they're like trying to pose and show off and the guy must be upstairs to see it and he clicks his thing and the thing rises up and like just pretty much rams her.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the guy turns the car on
and it comes flying
and the
up.
Spirit of Ecstasy, which I think
is
perfectly named.
I think the name of the Rolls Royce goddess is the Spirit of Ecstasy. The Jag's the Leaper.
The Leaper.
That's
the Spirit of Ecstasy. Goes right up her coos.
This is sexual assault.
Yeah. Well, it was the Spirit of Ecstasy for her, too.
Yeah. Well, now you got two things to find, Chris.
Yeah.
Did you know the Leaper and the other one have different names? The one that would be like, it's growling at you is the Growler.
Mm.
Yeah, the Leaper is the one that's making the leap, and the one on the logo that's like just the face.
Oh, it's the Growler. Yeah. Interesting.
I learned that.
Interesting.
So are people coming into the shop with catalytic converter?
No,
issues?
We don't have a lot. Let me tell you something. It is not a lot of the. You know what's the biggest problem? People are stealing lights out of cars now. That's what we
headlights?
See a lot of. Headlights, those big. Because they're so expensive. If you lose your lights, if you have a nicer car, Volvo, it's Midwest. We're not talking about Teslas and things like that, but we're talking about Volvos and. And, you know, I mean, some Mercedes and stuff, but they're $700-$800 a light.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, insurance doesn't cover it.
Oh, insurance doesn't cover it.
Mm-mm.
All right. We'll find that clip. I think we have a clip of stand-up as well. Do we have Tammy's threesome clip?
Oh, jeez.
Let's play it. Dawson's eating.
Do you like to hear yourself in your stand-up?
If it's funny. Some stuff's funnier than others. If it's funny, I'm like, oh, good.
That's when trolls like don't like me and go, you're annoying. I'm like, yeah, I know.
I got it.
You're not telling me anything I don't know.
I live with me. I get it.
You got that clip? Are we waiting on it?
That's the most embarrassing clip in the world, too. It's not the joke. It's just that the social media guy decided, this young 24-year-old kid decided that he was going to cut my clips into, you know, interesting 1 minute things, mm-hmm. and he puts all these little eggplants and peaches and squirts.
Don't
and
do that.
I'm like, I don't. If that's what makes you watch that thing, I don't want you to like my comedy.
Is it supposed to be a cock and balls?
Look, and a squirt.
Oh boy,
there's a
little droplets.
Right.
I kind of feel like your comedy probably speaks for itself. We don't need the extras.
I don't even like to put the words on it. If you're too stupid to hear me. When they all put the words on it now. I'm tired of pandering to the masses.
It's a weird thing. Like I was talking to, it's weird when people don't know comedians or don't know who people are. Like I was talking to a comedian and they said, oh, I'm doing a show and the person that's putting the show up because it's so close to Halloween wants all the comedians to show up in outfits.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, don't they know comedians are the last people in the world who fuck? First off, they're the laziest people on the planet. And then secondly, don't you kind of know they don't really feel like doing a set in an outfit? In a
vampire costume?
Should have worn a race suit.
It's one of my, like, I literally am writing a book called Death by Paper Cuts because I'm the person who suffers, like, the biggest indignities, but just kind of soldiers on. Like
weird graphics on the front of your stand-up.
And I can't even pull it down because it got some decent hits. So if I take it down now, I'm a jerk.
So it's a beginning of a emoji, a graphic or something of a peach, which looks like a
butt or balls.
My husband. And then there's a
Eggplant
sticking out, which kind of looks like a cock.
That's the universal symbol.
You got the peach. Oh, really? Don't do the banana anymore?
And the peach is supposed to be like the ass. And if it's a cat, it's a vagina.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then there's drops of what?
It's skeet.
I think it's, I don't even tell dirty jokes. So let alone I want to talk about it in cartoon form.
But what I'm saying is there is no world where this guy cuts this stuff up and throws it up there with no graphics, and you get back to him and go, where's the cock and balls eggplant thing? Come on now. I'm a 53-year-old woman. You think you're going to sneak this past me? I got 10 bays open right now. Those fucking guys are better graphics than you are. Like, you would never say this.
Ugh. It's horrible. It's horrible. Literally, the whole thing is crazy anymore. I came from this meeting today, and they go, how many followers do you have on your socials? And I'm like, it's public record. Go look it up. Yeah. Why, if you didn't, like, I don't, it's not hidden. It's not escape room comedy.
Hit up your Twitter.
But that's been the biggest part.
Where are you performing here in this clip, by the way?
Montreal Comedy Festival.
You know, I don't know why this keeps running through my head, because we're going to San Diego. We'll be there tonight and tomorrow as you hear this at Mic Drop Comedy. But one of the times, speaking of this, and I don't know why I keep bobbing ahead, I'm an asshole, but remember when we were there about 6-7 years ago, we're sitting backstage, and my old assistant, a guy I love named Jay, comes back, he has a big plate of wings, buffalo chicken wings, like hot wings, and he presents them to me, and he goes, I know how much you love wings, boss. And I go, I've never ordered wings in my life.
But Jay likes wings.
I've never ordered them. And you're my assistant. I've ordered a million things with you. You did the ordering.
I've never ordered wings.
I've never ordered them. And he's like, I thought you liked wings. I was like, I'm okay with them.
I'm glad you
brought them. But never. Yeah. I don't know how. You love a cock and balls made of a yam,
it's
right?
So crazy.
Like, don't you?
Of course. Those are that's my T-shirts.
These
now
were breaded wings too, which I was like, oh,
even better.
No, but I was like,
that's where I draw the line.
I love the guy. I wouldn't have brought wings to anyone, so he's better than I am. But I'm still like, we sat next to each other for hours and years together, and I've never ordered wings. Has anyone here ever seen me order wings?
We never talk about wings.
Now you're going to get them everywhere, though, because you said it on the air, so now everybody's going to bring you wings.
Not since my buddy Ray said, you say dude all the time. Has there somebody been for? I never say dude, and I've never said, dude, let's get some wings. It's never passed.
I wanted to tell you the story you said about comics dressing up, right? So one day, I live in Northwest PA. So I'd lived 40 minutes from this comedy club that was notorious about if you said any bad words, they'd throw you off stage, right? Mm-hmm. It was called Juniors. I'll tell it because they suck and those people suck. And I was filling in. Gary Goldman had a chance, this is years ago, to open for Louis C.K., and he called me, and he knew that I only lived about 40 minutes away, and he said, will you cover for me? It was my first weekend off. My kid was young. It was Halloween, and I was like, I really don't want to, but it was a really big deal for him to go open at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought, that you got to do
for
your friend
Louis
a solid. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is a long time ago. You know, like, Gary's got his own thing now. But so I go in, and I show up again – This is a club that doesn't even have an MC. You fill out the form, did you like it, and get on the mailing list, and then they will pull your name for you to be the host.
Oh, boy.
In the next week, right? Mm-hmm. It's notorious. You can always tell when they don't respect the comic, too, because there's no green room. You're sitting in the office.
Hot wings in the green room?
Yeah, that's the wings. So we're waiting for the show to start because the MC isn't there, right? And I go, what are we waiting for, the dentist's assistant? And this lady shows up and she's got a butterfly costume on, right? And she gets on stage and she sits on the stool and she's got these long bulbous breasts that look like those eggplants on my clip. And she's just – they literally went either side of her knee and she was going on and she started reading poetry.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, for real. Over here she'd probably be famous. But afterwards – she got off stage and she said, I'll see you next show. I go, not – and I said this on stage. I go, not in that costume, you won't, right? And then she got mad and left the room. And I proceeded to – like, because me and everybody else in the – we're like, what the hell is that? Like, we just started talking about her. They fired me. They called my agent, tried to get me fired from my agent, all for picking up a shift from Gary. I go, the butterfly lady almost killed my career while he's over there in Madison Square Garden with Louis C.K. And I have this, this lady from some leprechaun world. Just
no good.
She wasn't a comedian?
No, they don't hire the MCs are not comedians. That's what they did. They don't own it anymore. They mm-hmm. sold it and I – but it's just always that little things that always got me, I'm the person who blew the deal at HBO because I made fun of the president of HBO in the end of the meeting. I mean, it was 2005 and it was Big Sopranos time and I was supposed to do a 3-episode arc in a half hour.
On The Sopranos?
I had the HBO half hour and development deal. Like, it was a really big deal and they were doing the last thing. And I had these great managers. They were Robin Williams, Billy Crystal's managers. And we're sitting there and there's the head of HBO and all these people. And we're all going through and making everybody laugh because, and he sits back and he puts his head up and he puts his feet on the table and the president goes, you have any questions for me? And he had these hideous socks, these purple paisley plaid. And I just go, yeah, what loss to those socks? I go, how freaking ugly could the socks in the drawer be that you reached over to put those socks on? And he got so – like everybody was dying. My manager, there was tears running down his face and he got out and walked out, the president, and I go, what? And he goes, it's not going to happen. My manager goes, it's not going to happen. A week later, a month later, he hit his girlfriend in Vegas and got fired.
Oh, really? I
think he had some kind of
issue.
Probably
put a bar of soap in one of those socks and swung it around.
But that's the kind of stuff that you get into when you're like, oh, why don't you have a better career? Because you get in your own way sometimes.
But you're a comedian. The comedian's comedy, that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Why don't you have a better career is a pretty good – it's a compliment.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Like last night I went to do a set at the Improv and this kid who's running the room goes, yeah, so should I say anything? Do you have any credits?
No, don't.
And then he goes, I think you're supposed to do 5 minutes. I go, no, I think I have a pop in. It said 10. And, oh, okay. And then I get off stage and he goes, wow, that was really great. How long have you been doing? I go, it's my first time. And I walked away. Now that kid's probably going to run a network and
I think should have a better career is a backhanded compliment. Yeah. It suggests you're funnier than your bank account would dictate. And I've always said the most overpaid actor in Hollywood, they do that all the time.
Sure,
where they
laughing
go,
all the way to the bank.
This guy made $121 million, but the box office was only 40. Genius.
Yeah.
I wish I was that guy. That's awesome.
If I got cast on stuff, it's always me and the person who gets the gig. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get... I'm not saying I love stand up. I would probably do it for the rest of my life because now I've done it for so long. I'll probably find a way to do it for as long. I remember seeing Rodney at the end and his wife was telling him his jokes in the earpiece. It was so cute.
The blonde flower lady?
Yeah, the one that he had to buy the hot tub. Yeah. And they had to lift it up over.
I had to crane it up to like the ninth floor of the condo on Wilshire.
Yeah. And,
she was a florist who had giant oversized flowers like from the rainforest.
Wow. Yeah.
Ronnie's blonde last wife. We've looked her up
her
before. We will.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Wait, I want to play this clip we've been talking about.
I don't think it's worth it. I think you shouldn't play it. I think you should do like Letterman did and just never play, like when he would announce comics and then never actually let them on the show.
Oh, yeah, we'd get bumped all the time. Yeah, Jimmy got bumped first time on Letterman, or maybe twice even. All right, here it is.
I'm so embarrassed to even tell a sex joke. I'm not good at it. Like, you young millennials, it's all sex to you. Threesomes, threesomes, threesomes. Get out of here. You do what you want, but if there was another woman in bed with us, I'd be like, you got this covered? Because I got stuff to do. I'm busy. I'm busy. I'm a grown woman. I'm not trying to trick you.
See, not really worth it.
Yeah.
No, it's a good joke, but that was so distracting.
For people
that
who are
stupid,
listening,
yeah,
there were lower
cues.
Thirds.
Yeah.
With no context.
It was a coach.
It was a basketball coach.
A Final Four
clapping.
Coach. I can't remember his name now. I was
Jim
just like, no. Well, I said at least you could have done is given me a Bobby Knight, like a crazy person. Like, don't
it
give
was,
me.
It was a visual representation of what you were saying, although it drew your your gaze down
bumped
and
me.
Sort of bumped you. And yeah,
yeah, it's okay. It's those that I can't do that. I can't. I have to just do it myself. Like, it's worked all this time to whatever degree. Not great, but that if that's the clip with all that stuff that takes me over the edge, I'll just kill myself. I don't think it's worth it to sacrifice that. I have to live like a sex cartoon. It doesn't even make sense. It's like
we have the Rolls-Royce salesman.
Oh, nice.
By the way. Oh, they blotted him out.
Look, it's another cartoon.
Yeah, maybe your guy did.
Well, that might be for legal reasons.
Yeah, sorry.
Go for it.
All right, so the question of the day, can you steal the spirit of ecstasy from a Rolls Royce?
All right.
Well, I say no.
Oh, nice job, dipshit.
What a
And then the door closes.
What a jackass. That's like taking a picture of an Amish person and stealing their soul. He ruined it right there.
That's right, devil boxes.
Yeah, you got to wonder. Yeah, they will reattach the spirit of ecstasy, but at some point that car's going full Chappaquiddick because you fucked up the mojo.
Oh, yeah.
You've slapped, you've slapped the spirit of ecstasy in the face, and that car's going to have bad juju and mojo.
Oh boy,
bad juju,
and it's going to have the
mojo.
Title
mojo. Mojo. Bad
mojo.
Delicious.
Mojo? Mojo and
beef
Jujo.
Is delicious.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what got Kanye in trouble, so I don't think you should.
The spirit of I said Jujo. Mojo.
The mojo.
Yeah.
Tammy, you live in Pennsylvania. Do you have a lot of run-ins with the Amish?
Oh, my God. Do you know what? I hate them. And I don't care if you tell them. I hope they protest me.
Yeah.
They might. You just never know because they do roofs.
Oh.
You know, and some
a lot of framing and stuff, I think.
Mm. And I talk about
them. Big woodworkers.
All the time. I've heard you talk about like how people don't have to pick up their horse poop, you know, like when they're riding in the – and the Amish don't. You get your car washed and they'll be riding out
I
there.
I am – look, I've said a million times I live off a horse trail.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's not just a horse trail. You cross the paved street to go to the other side. Wherever – it defecates is where it shall be.
And they leave it.
If you had a dachshund or a chihuahua and you were walking and that dog made a miniature-sized poop, size of a caterpillar, you would be the
shunned
in the neighborhood if you did not clean up after that dog.
Yeah, you got to show it like this with the HOA ladies.
And you don't get to ride your pet. They get to ride their pet and then they're... Horses just shit everywhere, and sometimes it's in the street, and sometimes you'll drive your car through it or something. Like, no problemo.
At least those people where you live aren't Amish, and they pay taxes. Over here by me, when the whole world was arguing over who's getting the vaccination and who's not, I'm standing in a line behind a whole family of Amish people at a Walmart that haven't been vaccinated for smallpox or polio. Like, they're just annoying people, and it Sorry.
But they make great butter and jam.
Are they your target demographic?
We're big in the Amish community.
Yeah. We're kind of Quaker Shaker. Yeah. But
more Shaker than Quaker.
There's okay, some Amish in our fan base as
Listen,
well.
Listen, I've been canceled before. Hey, I'll do it again.
Well, can we just go? Look, they figured it out at Central Park. They put the little pet diaper basket on the back of the horse, right?
Right.
Okay. You can't drive your car with no license plate on it or if the turn signal indicator doesn't. We got a lot of rules. A lot of rules. No riding your horse in a residential area without the catch diaper.
That's it.
How about that?
Fair.
It's easy.
Is that a big issue?
I'm
you got to join that HOA, though, that I'm sure you live in, that sends letters if you use too much water.
No, I'm not an HOA.
Well, somebody should take you. You should run for it. Well, to create your own.
Mark Garagos lives in the neighborhood, and I bet he could draft a threatening letter to the ladies on the horses.
Yeah, you should do that.
It's all women. And also, they're enjoying the shit out of their life. I'm going to work.
It's so annoying.
You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing worse than we got a flight out of Burbank. It's the Southwest. There's a layover in Phoenix. And you're just riding your horse right down my street.
Not a care in the fucking world.
That's what pisses me off about at the airport when I see people with pillows. Like, you are obviously enjoying your trip. I have to go talk to morons in some BS town who, some of them know me.
Dresses
they're
bitch,
dying.
Dresses a butterfly,
it's
saggy
so crazy.
Tits.
Crazy.
And also, what do you, why are you riding this horse through my neighborhood? Because you are going walking speed. Mm. I've never seen anyone galloping or even moving any faster than you walk.
Possibly slower.
Slower. I think if somebody was in decent shape and had a little purpose, they would blow right by the horse. So this great joy? It's not transportation. You're fucking mocking us non-horse people.
No, I think they're first wives. That's what they have to come up with reasons to spend the money. So I don't think it's a... I definitely think that's the First Wives Club by you over there, where they just have to, they have First Wives have the most ridiculous things. They join the cults the most. They do the horses. They have the most plastic surgery. Sorry. I don't care anymore. I don't care.
A lot of pyramid schemes.
All of it. It's just so annoying. Those women, as much as I – listen, who cares? They annoy the hell out of me in my shows because it's always the first wife who's too old to strip that gets loud in my shows. It's never
person.
The loudest,
never too old.
Exactly. The loudest chicks are the formerly hot. Oh. Now they're a little too long in the tooth to be considered a commodity on the market. But when they get a few boozes in them, they go back to their 23-year-old, everyone in the room wants to fuck me prime, and they just start talking, and there does not need to be a rhyme or a reason. No. And what it is when you're a hot chick, you go your entire life without anyone go, hey, bitch, zip it.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
No one
wants to hear your fucking thoughts.
I've been told
to shut up my entire life. I'm so used to it. I've either been ignored or actively shut down.
Yeah.
When you're a hot 23-year-old chick, you coaster your whole life.
Your whole life's a TED talk.
And then you get 53 and you can't be quiet for 40 minutes to allow another woman to say anything.
And then you end up like fucking Heidi Klum, which is you just say shit and everyone, because people have been nodding their whole life at you.
Nobody understands. She's beautiful and we didn't realize we couldn't understand her.
But when Heidi Klum was 13 or 23 or 17, you think everyone went, shh.
Oh, God, no.
He's a bit, honey. The smart people are fucking talking.
Tell me more, Heidi. Wow, Heidi.
Oh, they're just all fucking ears. Yeah. People pretend. And also, everyone's an enabler when you're young and hot, because not only are they young and hot, and they're just shooting out their trash. Everyone is agreeing with him. You know, guys who are physicists are going, I do think my cat thinks it's a person. You're right. I never thought about that. We're aiding and abetting your fucking horrible idea. Then at some point, you're 56, you're drunk, and you're at the club we're performing at, and there's things.
Yeah,
more
and
I'm
paying my mortgage this way. I left my kid. I'm sleeping in a hotel that my
you
shoulder
got 10
hurts.
Bays.
I got
stuff freight jobs to do.
I have things to do. I have to support my family. I have to leave to deal with you, and it's just not going to happen. And this, you know, it's constant like that. And like when I saw the Will Smith stuff, I'm like, do you think that's new? That's not new. Mm. This has been happening. The difference is. I am so, my life has not worked out the way I thought it would. Like, I will hit you. If you get on stage, you should try to kill me, because if I wake up at all, I'll come to your house. I don't want to deal with this stuff anymore. You know, but.
Sounds like a great show.
I think, yes. I'm so happy.
Tim will be at the Laugh Factory.
The Laugh.
Try
guess
her.
What? We're almost sold out in all those Vegas shows. We're almost sold out in Cleveland. And then you go to other places and you sold 42 tickets and they look at you and go, well, Aziz Ansari came here and sold it all out. Well, there are a billion of his people. Mm-hmm. I don't have, you know, I mean, I can't. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, how many paisans are floating around Cleveland?
They're not coming to see me. They're seeing, there's a ton, but they're going to see Sebastian, not me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody talks to me as if there's only one Italian comic allowed at a time. Like it was Pat Cooper and Dom and Father Guido and Sebastian.
Herrera?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just, well,
that's how I know the Rodney story, because Dom, I'm telling you, I had this crazy life, but Dom had me show up at Greenblatt's one day. He was like one of my besties, and he knew how much I love Rodney. And Rodney was there just talking, and I just
Greenblatt's
sat there.
Next to the Laugh Factory?
Yeah. And I just sat there and heard these Rodney stories. And when you're – I mean, I come from a small town where everybody is cool, but they didn't really think outside of the box. I couldn't even tell anybody that story for years until I had at least been on television a couple times because they wouldn't believe you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even tell – my father understood all that stuff, but
– they like football and cars.
Yeah, that's what he likes.
That's a dad. Yeah. That's a dude dad.
Yeah, that was my dad. He was a big guy.
All right, let me tell – oh, and he played ball, too. Let me tell you about Next Evo Naturals. Ever wonder if your CBD is working? Well, if you're wondering that, probably means it wasn't working. So let's get some Next Evo Naturals. Developed SmartSorb. By the way, technology clinically proven to help your body absorb CBD 4 times better and faster than regular CBD oil. I know Brian's been hitting the Next Evo. Help him with the sleep, right?
Yeah, man, I take it for sleep, and Gary and Emmy handed me a bottle and said, oh, there's a new sponsor, check it out. I'm like, all right, I'll give you an honest review. They have their capsules are CBD and melatonin, the stuff that helps you sleep. It's a nice little combo. Effective, keeps you, like, you don't wake up with halfway through the night. It's a good little gig.
Well, they have triple action CBD sleep, and it helps you get more refreshing sleep, and you can do it naturally. Fast acting smart sorb CBD calms your mind. Fast acting melatonin gets you to sleep fast, plus a controlled release melatonin helps you sleep longer. It is Next Evo Naturals. Am I right, Dawson?
Get a better night's rest and a better day tomorrow with products from Next Evo Naturals. For up to 25% off subscription orders of $40 or more, use promo code Adam at NextEvo.com. That's NextEvo.com. Promo code Adam.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Tammy's going to hang out. We'll do the news right after this.
Give me the news with Grant. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gino Grad. Stuff they saw on TMZ. Joe Biden. Kamala. Meet news with Gina. Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
All right, we're going to start off with this story because if we don't, we'll never hear the end of it, and we have to move on from it. And thank you to everyone who's tweeted it to us over and over again. An Iranian man who received global attention for his lack of bathing for more than 60 years has been dubbed the world's dirtiest man. He's died, but at the ripe old age, and I do mean ripe, 94 years old. But there's a little bit of a catch.
You vacated the crown?
That's right. Abu Haji, and we have a picture in case you haven't seen him. Definitely look him up. He was homeless his entire life, hadn't bathed.
What are the odds?
Since 1955. He did not believe in soap. He thought it made him sick. And he may have been right, because just a few months before he died, the locals finally convinced him for the first time in his life to bathe
himself. That's what did it.
And in addition to his lack of bathing, he also survived on a diet of roadkill, dirty water, and would smoke like animal shit in a pipe. despite this, Dr. said he was in tip-top shape, really good health. He'd been featured in many news publications over the years. His life was chronicled in a documentary called The Strange Life of Amu Haji. And everything was going swimmingly. And then he washed off all the bacteria and couldn't make it.
When they say, real quick, when they say tip-top shape, do they mean tip-top shape for a guy in his 90s who has not showered and who smokes poop?
That's a good question.
Look, you know, where like, he scale? Lives. Yeah. Look over there. They probably took – that's probably a sketch. That's probably not even a picture. There's no people over there. They have nobody to compare.
No disrespect here, Tammy, but how much to blow this guy? Same question to Gina. No disrespect.
Wait. Sure. At 53 – it depends on how many development deals. Does he run a – no, I'm just kidding.
I don't
– No, I don't think – you. First of all –
it's got to be some amount.
I hate to tell you this, but his dick is stuck to the side of his – it's grown in like a dog with a collar in the Bahamas.
That's
and
right.
It's how it grows in. You can't find it.
Can't do it.
Yeah, if you Steve can't. Jobs had the world on a string and couldn't stay alive because he didn't have his health, there's no way we would survive this.
But
it's
he
It's not
did.
Worth it.
Oh, us?
You and I wouldn't survive the blowjob.
The BJ?
What if his?
We
what
would
if,
have so syphilis. It
what
would
if
just
his
be the
sperm
beginning.
Was the cure to look young? Was the fountain of youth?
Oh, then
move over.
Bathe me in his jizz, but I doubt that completely.
Please, Gina, why are you bringing it there?
Why?
That's what my sister-in-law is doing.
Apparently,
looking for the fountain of youth from.
I'll join in on this. Are we sucking his dick to completion, or just putting our mouth on it?
Well, look, it's just,
like, blow the guy.
You
just
would,
a point
wait,
of pride.
Just put your mouth on it? Are you in this game? Because are we playing fantasy
He's
dick
thrown
sucking?
His mouth
because
in the ring.
I think
if the money's
this,
right.
The all right, so this guy. Well, the reason everyone tweets me is because I don't use soap or shampoo. Not a regular wiper downer.
Oh, boy. Is
many,
that his dick?
He's got, he looks like Tex Cobb. From Raising Arizona.
Yes, he did the bounty hunter.
The bounty
Absolutely.
Hunter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think he has the poop pipe.
There's a poop
look
pipe.
At that.
There is a thing, you know, lots of antibiotics, lots of Purell, lots of sterilization is creating lots of weird gut stuff, and everyone is having issues
flora.
With the flora and fauna and bacteria and all that kind of stuff. So there's a direct correlation between the Amish have indoor-outdoor pets, and they play a lot in the hay, and they get dirty, and they get around, and they don't have
– And incest.
They don't have
I think it's
incest.
Also the incest.
They don't have allergies.
Strengthen you.
Yeah, I think that's it.
They don't – the Amish people don't have allergies because they're
I did
out
see a
in
blue.
The world.
Amish lady. She had a silver poisoning.
Oh, that's silver colloidal.
She walks around our town and she's blue. She looks like a
really?
That's
a
real.
Smurf for real.
There's an old, I want to say Donahue clip of the blue guy from he got colloidal poisoning.
The Navi?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It can be found.
So it's fun when you have a kid.
So the balance, what you'd like for your kid is easy on the antibiotics, easy on the Purell, easy on all this rubbing and scrubbing and all the fucking shit that Procter & Gamble's trying to sell us to make a bunch of money convincing us we're gross and weird and dirty if we don't do it, but with some base level of societal acceptance.
Before we get to Festus.
Before we get to this. Yeah. Right. So that's...
I'd like to think we all fall somewhere in there.
Do the least amount possible, everybody.
Well done,
I
sir.
I think you see Randall Tex Cobb there?
He was especially hard on the little things.
Yeah.
Looks All like right. those cavemen that got a show over
the Geico,
me.
Yeah.
The Geico cavemen.
1 year with NBC.
Not everyone who gets a show is over you.
That's they did,
that's
for
a
sure.
different. That's a different demo. All right, sorry.
I was
what
up
else
for that
got?
Caveman.
Another sad and sort of interesting death. especially given our business. A British radio host died while live on air during a breakfast morning show on Monday. Tim Goff, who hosted the morning show on Radio Gen X, this is in Great Britain, is suspected to have had a heart attack at 7:50 a.m. while presenting the show from his home in England. Gen X Radio Suffolk said they released all this in a news release. Goff was 55. Music playing on the station stopped for several minutes as
Dead air, right?
Well, the movie's going to be called
He's
Dead Air.
He's fired for sure.
Oh, yeah.
The radio station's managing director said that Goff had been on the radio since 1980s and in another twist of fate had come out of retirement to host one last show.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Wasn't there a female radio show host like out of the Netherlands that like had sex on the air? We're telling that story like
that
2 years
familiar.
Ago.
Yeah, I think I remember.
Tammy,
yeah.
You did mornings?
Yes,
did
that, was me. I,
no,
that was me.
That was
me in the Netherlands. I'm,
yeah,
I'm huge.
You blew that old guy coming.
Yeah, that's what, I picked that on my fantasy dick sucking team.
You did that blow a chimney sweep.
No, you know, the funny thing about that is that's always a fear. Wasn't there a comic, too, that died on stage?
Dick Shawn.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
It all goes back to Dick's.
It was Dick Shawn. I don't think it was Dick Gaudier, but I think it was Dick Shawn who died on stage. And then it was Albert Brooks' dad was a comedian called Park McKeister or something like that. And
Park Your Carcass.
Park Your Carcass.
Park
that was a character he did.
Park Your Carcass.
Yeah. I kind of like Park Your Keister better.
I like Park Your Keister.
Park My Car.
It's open anyway, for you, in case.
Dick Shawn had a heart attack on stage in San Diego, so we'll be there.
Oh, boy.
Tonight.
Yeah.
And Park Your Carcass is the Albert Brooks' dad, Super Dave's dad, who died on stage as well.
Anything for you. They just, like, let you lay there because they think it's part of your act.
That's right. Oh, they don't flash the light.
If you die, first off, that butterfly lady with the saggy boobs, she'd be laughing her ass off. If
sure. She's, to me, I know that every time I'm super hard trolled, I'm sure she's behind it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, that's
I
work.
Think that I, the one nice thing about me is that even my haters are loyal. I think they have followed me for decades.
Yeah.
Didn't Todd Glass have a heart attack on stage?
Who?
Oh, Todd Glass.
Oh,
this
I
is
think,
five,
yeah,
no, there was no, 7 years ago?
Comedian Todd Glass. Yeah, he was performing at the,
I don't remember the details.
I do know where it was.
Heather McDonald passed out.
No, his situation was he was like smoking pot after the show with Jeff Ross and started to sweat.
Oh,
and
he thought
kind
he was
of
having
speed
a heart
up
attack.
Or whatever.
Okay.
And
what
Jeff said,
there.
You should go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Park Your Carcass died during a Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz roast. Largo is
that'll
where the club
them.
I was trying to think of. Yeah.
I love those old roasts.
Yeah.
I like the old ones. Like the
Friars Club.
Yeah, I think I wish I was. I mean, it still would have been even harder. I think I'd probably have to done Ruth Buzzy's act. But I wish I was part of that time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry that I missed that when people were actually friends and did the roasts and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, you're an old soul.
Yeah, I'm an old broad, too. So it matches finally.
Your soul is caught up to your driver's license.
It's so funny that you said you almost had an arc on Sopranos, which is my favorite show of all time. Because when you're talking about the Tenbay car crash, I'm like, you're Angie Bonpensero from The Sopranos.
Well, then people always think that I'm like a, you know, a positraction from my cousin Vinny, you know, my biological
clock.
Oh,
sure.
But, you know. No. I don't know. I should probably do something with that, but I got too much going on.
Like, that's a good problem.
You know?
Well, speaking of too much going on, I'm sick of talking about it, but it keeps happening. Kanye showed up uninvited to the Skechers headquarters Wednesday in Manhattan Beach, California, on the heels of Adidas cutting ties with him and his comments. And a spokesperson for the company, which is owned by a Jewish family, I'm sure you've seen, if you're ever on the Strand in Manhattan Beach, you've seen their compound. I mean, their houses are
Skechers?
Insane. Yeah, the Skechers family live right on the Strand, or at least that's one of their houses.
I'm an LA gear man, so I don't really go that direction.
I'm a Zips.
So they were, he said, considering Kanye was engaged in unauthorized filming, two Skechers executives escorted him and his party from the building after a brief conversation and added, Skechers is not considering and has no intention of working with West. We condemn his recent divisive remarks and do not tolerate anti-Semitism or any other hate speech.
That would be a good movie idea, which is, you know, there's influencers, and recently, I think, I think Kim Kardashian got into trouble because she was talking about some cryptocurrency, and
yeah,
she didn't point out that this was a commercial.
Yeah.
And so we have the, she got $250,000 for sending out a tweet or something, she's an influencer, you know. But in this movie idea, we have somebody get into a lot of trouble. It's sort of the opposite influencer. It's a corporate thing where instead of tweeting out, I love your product, you get yourself into some trouble, make fun of the Jews in the movie.
Sure.
You know, we could go Mexican. We could go Jew. We'll go Puerto Rican.
Plenty of options.
You make fun of the Puerto Ricans.
Amish. We'll go with Amish.
We need a color here.
Okay. All right.
Not just no mustache.
They're blue.
You make fun. Now we pay you to then come to our business, and then we make proclamations where your hate is not welcome.
That's
here.
Good.
You know what I mean? So he goes to all. He goes to Puma next.
That's good.
And then we pay him $250,000 to shun him.
They probably did set up a meeting.
Who knows?
That's such a good idea, because do you know how I found out about this story originally? Everybody on Instagram congratulating Skechers. I was like, what did Skechers do?
They don't even have a T in their name.
Yes.
It's very confusing.
Shunned this bad person, and then we come off like a hero.
Yeah.
He could attempt to want to come on to my podcast, and I could shun him.
Hey, he's not welcome here.
Shun him. Well, he wants to go into a subway and get a foot long.
Oh, please.
Shunned.
Well, let's highlight a few other of the famous shunners. He's now lost CAA, his agent, Balenciaga, Peloton won't play his music anymore during their rides, Vogue, and TJ Maxx. That's the entire span
of
retail.
The max for the minimum, lay down the law.
Thank you. Between TJ Maxx and Balenciaga, that's everybody.
I'm sorry.
Well, look, so when it comes to this stuff, it's fine. I don't know, won't play his music for Peloton. I don't know what that means. I mean, I know what it means, but look, some of it is just, you know.
Grandstanding.
But his Donda Academy basketball team has been canceled. They can't go out and get in front of college recruiters stuff.
Do you think that they were? Let's really lay that down, okay?
Well, a couple of them. It's the Scholastic Play-by-Play Classics, and it, like, LeBron and Kobe and Kevin Durant all came out of it. And it's like a really big deal, and now those kids are persona non grata.
Well, look. His mom, he named it after his mom.
Who died from plastic surgery.
Right. If we had an academy named after my mom, it probably wouldn't be a great team.
Right.
But his mom,
my mom,
it's a pretty good looking squad. I've seen a picture of them. The whole point is they're young guys trying to get a scholarship. We don't like Kanye, but why are we fucking with their future? Yeah. I don't think we have to shun everything all the time.
Didn't Kanye close the school? I only saw the headline.
I don't know.
They're fighting Oprah's school. I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to go play
Turf
Oprah's
War.
School.
Who else would have done it? And no outside agency can close the school. They're just,
well, it's not even
it's
an accredited
school. It's no cancelization on a guy who's already a billionaire. You know who got canceled? Me. That sucked.
How'd
lost
you get
everything.
Canceled?
Somebody kept lifting. I'll just say it. So there was a comic who keeps lifting people's jokes. It was at a time in like 2016. And like a bunch of people said something, and I was the loudest. I was the last and the loudest because I'm a moron and I'm Italian and I'm loud. And I said, we want you to do well. Just do it with your own material. And then I also made a joke, which I would get canceled right now. So turn down everything that you're listening. But at the time, it was funny. 2016, before the Me Too, I said at least Cosby knocked his victims out before he raped them. Mm-hmm. And it was hysterical.
Funny.
I'm a comic, right? I'm trying to make light.
Sure.
Well, that person was the number one movie, number one TV show. You just lose to whoever had the bigger PR person. She tried to sue me.
Amy Schumer's who we're talking about.
Yeah. I lost my agent. I was thrown out of my agency, my manager. Gigs were taken away. Cosby threatened to sue me. It was like horrible. Like all for like going, hey. And then, but dude, it still was my material. Like it still, it was like the reverse of when you call something out.
Okay, couple things. We talk about this all the time. Like Henry Winkler's a super nice guy. He's a reputation as a nice guy. Kevin Smith's an asshole or whatever. But I'm trying to think of who has a reputation as being prickly. Well, Bill Cosby had a reputation being prickly and kind of shitty. And
right.
So the point is this. Is there such a thing as being that without engaging in it? Could one get a reputation? Could one get known for stealing material without stealing material? Could you? There's comedians that go, that person lifts some material and that person lifts some material.
Not in this day and age, because there was video footage of it. But the problem was is that it became personal because it was women. I think it was like they made it like a chick fight. Mm. When I became a comic, it was about setting that down. Like those girls posed naked on their album cover. I was wearing two bras when I started. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
We were comics, not chicks. So I think it was just, and it was never meant to be something big. And then even when you say, "I'm sorry, I got involved," the PR people shorten it to Pescatelli apologizes.
Oy vey. Right.
So you can't get a word out. You just have to shut up and go to work.
How did you become aware of this?
It was happening over the years. She came and opened for me for like 3 weeks one time. And then I would notice it as the climb came. And it was cool. Like things happen like that. And the onset of social media, other people who like you tell you. That's mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's not that it's, we all have generic concepts that are the same, okay? Some people have a repressed memory, right, with jokes, with molestation, who knows what it is. But when they say it, and this was told to me by like an Academy Award-winning writer, he goes, no one says it in the exact same way. There are 300,000 books on dinosaurs and no one says it in the same way. Mm-hmm. So we kept trying, reach out, call. Sorry, sorry. Email, sorry, sorry. You know, finally it ends up other people went in on a tweet and I just kind of popped in like a big loudmouth. It wasn't even my fight to fight. And then it ended up being me because I was the easiest target. Mm. I was at home with my kid, you know, in Pennsylvania and the blue Amish lady. So, but it was a weird thing, but it just made me, you know, I love stand-up, so I just keep writing. And yeah, I still worked. You can't, you know.
Is Amy, was she just taking your material?
Not just mine, like one or two jokes from me, but it was like, it was a compilation. At the very least, it's been said, like, I don't think she was taking anything consciously. I don't think she was sitting in the back of the room. I think she got really big. I think she probably had writers who probably sold it to her in a way, seeing other people. How many of your jokes have ended up in memes, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's what that. And I think that maybe, who knows? I don't know where it comes from, but it was like,
this is where it ended up.
In the old days, you used to be able to say that without it being a war. But I think,
Amy Schumer kind of weirdly positioned herself as a woman who struggles for all women or something.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm a little chubby, but I'm still getting into this cocktail dress. It's just weird. It's weird for a comedian to take on a sort of oppressed role or a slightly kind of victim thing. It's kind of – she's kind of has a weird victim-y vibe. But she's definitely, you know, I don't know.
I know it's hard.
Kathy Griffin, people didn't feel sorry for. She didn't come across. She came across like aggressive, and you know, they're people, comedians who come on. Her persona was a little like, I'm kind of fighting for women. So when you pick on her, you're picking on all women who are 20 pounds overweight.
Well, and that maybe that was it, but also it was bigger publicists, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah. There's always
and
that,
literally, it was Wendy Liebman who had the first thing that she said on the Twitter
because
it was
recently.
Her joke. Right. The second joke was Kathleen Madigan's. The other one was somebody else's. And then I jumped in on the fourth position. So I just – it's just another time that my big mouth got me in trouble. It was the you know, paisley plaid socks. It's just another time where I said something to the wrong person and, you know, ended up back out in Omaha telling jokes, which is fine. I like Omaha.
All right, one more.
All right, let's see what we got. Well, this is a fun one. Pope Francis.
I wonder if anyone's been burned where they're like, I'm going to steal Carlos Mencia's act, and then you realize you're stealing someone
else's
act.
Wouldn't
that be fun?
Really in trouble.
Well, this will probably, I don't even know why I brought it up, because I'll probably get re-canceled again. That'll probably, so you're just going to have to help
me. Let's do
it
anyway.
I'll probably get canceled.
Oh, no, for talking about that.
No.
Or sued at least again.
No, you're safe.
You're safe.
Let's talk about Pope Francis for a hot second. He admitted that priests and nuns watch internet porn. He did that while speaking to Sumerians in Rome on Monday. He said internet porn was a vice shared between members of the church. He said it is a vice that many people have, many laymen, many lay women, and also priests and nuns. He's 85, by the way.
I don't like progressive pope.
This is a
me
cool pope.
Either.
Well, I don't like cool pope.
And he gets into all of it. He says the devil gets in the way. And I'm not just talking about criminal pornography like that involving the abuse of children. That's already degeneration. But pornography that is normal. Catholic priests and nuns are forbidden from watching porn, with the catechism defining sexual imagery as an offense against chastity.
So is this progressive pope or old school pope?
Well, I mean, it's like he's acknowledging that it exists. Is that a thing?
It's like when I found that water-soluble lube in my grandmother's medicine cabinet. I get it.
You're
a woman.
Your eyes.
You have your needs. Yeah.
You'd rather not know.
I don't want to like sit on Santa's lap and have him fart. And then say what he ate. I ate kebabs. I want him to be Santa.
Yeah.
And I just want the Pope to be the Pope, and then I'm done. I don't need anything from him. I just, when they start talking about stuff like this, it feels too intimate.
It's a sliding scale of Catholicism lately. You know, I just think that there are some definite, like, he's the Pope of lobbyists. Like, clearly, like, I don't know if there still is a Vivid, but Vivid contributed to his
Vivid porn
campaign.
You're not a
whatever.
Fan of this one?
No, I just, he's not a fun one anyway. No. Like, you know, I don't think anybody's going to him. You're going to go to that dude for absolution? When you know that he's probably jerking off in the back room?
That's what we're talking about, exactly.
He is infallible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not kissing that ring. Who knows where it's been?
Oh, you look down at the robe and you see there's teeth marks at the bottom of it. You know what I mean?
Eggplant.
You can't beat off in that robe.
There's an eggplant and a peach thing on the back of his robe.
You get a chin strap for that hat. There's no way you can rub one out.
I think we're coming back to the same theme, quite frankly, this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it all comes back to
this. We have a theme.
I like this. Let me know what is. I don't know what day this is, but let me know when you guys do like ass wiping. Like when I want to be here for Poop Wednesday.
I like Poop Wednesday.
You
want me to bring it home?
Yeah, let's talk to the poop.
Let's do it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Dude, let's get some wings. Gina
Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
Well, we're going to be at Mic Drop Comedy tonight doing live pod there and tomorrow night. And then we'll do a stand-up show there as well for the late show. So still a couple of tickets left for that. Wise Guys Comedy Club coming up November 2nd. Carrot Top's going to be up there, and Josh Wolf's going to join me as well. So that's around. Tammy, I think you should go to her website for dates. You can visit pescatelli.com, PESCATELLI.com, and you can find her coming up in Vegas and Cleveland, Ohio as well. Thank you so much, Tammy, for coming out today.
Thank you for having me. You guys are a lot of fun.
And Danny Jollis as well. You Choose. It's available right now in full on YouTube. And until next time, Adam Kroll, Tammy Pescatelli, Danny Jollis, Gina Grad, Mo Brian, say it. Mahalo.
At least Cosby knocked his victims out before he raped them.
Pick up your copy of Adam's latest book, Everything Reminds Me of Something. It's available everywhere. Finer books are sold. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and get your tickets to see Adam Carolla in San Diego this weekend at adamcarolla.com.
You own, you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you
could save. It's Geico Easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Get around for Halloween with Pluto TV's 31 Nights of Horror. All month long, Pluto TV is bringing you the best Halloween movies, shows, and more. Watch classic horror movies like The Grudge or The Blair Witch Project, or scream along with your favorite stars like Ryan Reynolds in Life. Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows. The best part, it's so free, it's chilling. No credit card, no sign up, no fees. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start screaming now.